It's the way we live our lives, knowing we gon' be alright. Forever stay on my grind. Don't you know it's my time? I'm a star, star, star. You gon' know who we are. I'm a star, star, star. You gon' know who we are, who we are, who we are. You know any.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you got my money. All right, now, I'm gonna take care. I'm your manager now.
Okay.
I'm gonna make sure, you know, you get seen or whatever. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put you in front of a bunch of people. All right? This money gonna
start.
Get well spent. Well, I'm gonna put you in front of some shot callers that can get you seen. See, you jumping the gun. I'm talking about getting you in front of people that make it happen. Some good producers, some hot people make your career pop. Slow down. Let me do what I do.
I'm trying to.
That's gonna come. We gotta work on your image. We gotta do some marketing. It's some things we gotta do. It's some means we gotta take.
There could have been limitless opportunities.
Don't you know it's my time?
I'm a star, star, star.
Good morning. Grind and shine. You are joining in to None, which is Negatives on Networking Experiences. We are a new show, and we're going to tell you everything that we have personally experienced, and we're going to bring on a host of guests and just kind of go through what happens and what occurs in the industry every day for the indie and the up-and-comings. And that is what this show is all about, is shining a light on what we're actually having to go through to get into the industry. Today we are going to we have a special treat. We have Mr. Easy Way, which is Eric Zuli. His experiences are massive, so I can't wait for you guys to get in, and when he comes in, you're going to love him. He's freaking awesome. And so that's what we're going to do today. And our topic today is actually managers and management companies. So I'm going to be sharing my firsthand experiences, and I want to give my disclaimer now. This is my experiences, so I'm going to keep it 100.
Right.
I'm
going to tell you. Our views do not reflect that on the studio.
At all. Because I'm going to tell you what really happened. That's what I'm here for. My name is Lotus Lord, and
I'm Mr. Saturday.
And I'm Miss Caffeole.
And this is my team here. We have a vacancy today. I don't know if she, hopefully she's safe in the friendly skies, Miss Arkansas. She was with us last week.
Shout out to you.
We wanted to definitely send our condolences. She had a loss. And so, And so we wanted to send her our love from our team.
Mwah. Absolutely.
So I want to know what are, before I get into introducing Mr. Eric, some of the people that I'm going to be speaking about today, one person in particular, and we'll definitely get back into that during the second half of the show, but it is, it's a lot of show, so you guys just kind of stay here with us and watch, but we're going to tell you what you need to know, what you should know, and some things you're not going to want to know about the industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, firstly, the definition of a manager is an individual or company that advises, counsels, guides, and develops the professional career of talent for an agreed-upon percentage of earnings, usually between about 8% to 15%.
What managers you've been talking to? Everybody I know is 35. They start there.
What?
35% off the top.
35%? So what about your lawyer?
What
about your agent?
You say?
Yeah, what
they don't care about none of that.
Well, I know. Woo, the manager you come across will rob you blind. Oh my gosh.
You know, so I ain't saying that.
Oh my gosh.
That's why so many indies.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do love that. I do love that people are starting to take their careers as much as you can into your own hands. Keeping it 100, we all know that you absolutely have to have someone in there that can guide your career. You have to have someone, but the vision has to be the same as your vision. Also, there's going to be a special dedication of this show today for a manager that I think is, man, the epitome of what, of awesomeness of what a manager should be. And unfortunately, he has passed on, but I definitely, we're going to dedicate this show to him today, and I'll get into that later on when I get to the rant. So, if no further ado, I am ready for Mr. Eric Zuli, Mr. Easy Way, to come in. Are you there, Eric?
Hello.
Eric.
Hello? Hello,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, okay. Mr. Easy Way, how's it going?
Hey, everybody. And everybody see me okay and hear me okay? Thank you so much for having me on the show. And I apologize if my voice squeaks every now and then. I've been speaking a lot lately.
That's okay.
No problem. It means you're busy.
So, Eric, you go ahead and tell them what you do, because you are so interesting that I definitely want to just get into who you are and what you do, if you don't mind.
Well, what I do, right, there we go. Now, can you see me?
Absolutely.
New equipment. Sorry.
We got you.
No worry.
Awesome. Well, what I do is I help like-minded people meet like-minded people.
Right.
I'm the CEO and founder of Easy Way Broadcasting, formerly WTV Networks, What You Need TV, which was Akon's Convict Music's inside channel for a couple of years. And, you know, I've been the face of Axe Body Spray for a couple of years. I've acted, I've hosted, I've had my hands in a lot of cookie jars, and I've learned how to make real good cookies.
I love sugar cookies, Eric. That's my favorite. We got to get you in the kitchen.
Hey, Christmas is coming up, girl. Let's go.
Yes.
Those are my favorite cookies, is the Christmas cookies. But yeah, so I was recently published as one of the top 10 most influential people on Twitter by Weekly Billboard, and then another blog magazine called Corporate 411 actually picked up that blog post. And when they posted, they put me in the category of people like Steve Forbes, Mark Cuban, Rupert Murdoch, Anthony Robbins, Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, and all these people that were you know, Russell Simmons, the Dalai Lama, like these people that were influential known names.
Right.
And then you got Zuli as number 7. And so they looked at, you know, Corporate 411 looked at this and they're like, well, we recognize all these names, but who's this Eric Zuli guy? You know? And so they did some research on what I've done and my accomplishments and credits and stuff. And it was an amazing article that really, it was a third party that really got to, it was just really awesome. And so I'm saying that because you asked me what I do.
Right.
And I have a lot of accolades and credits and stuff. Ultimately, I'm a social media strategist. I help people make money on the internet. And I own a magazine, radio station, and full-fledged television network, which is going to be like a Netflix, which I'm really excited about. Compliments of Digitech Media Group, which is one of our partners.
Well,
and
that's exciting.
I've hosted just like you. I've had radio shows and by the way, you might hear my phone going off. Those are tweets and stuff and fans.
We keep them fans in there. We good. Keep going.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what link to tell them. I'd be telling all my fans to be in here. If you give me the link, I'll tweet it out.
Morris Media Live.
MorrisMediaStudiosLive.com.
MorrisMediaStudiosLive.com?
Correct.
MorrisMediaStudiosLive.com. Let's see how good of a multitasker I am. Let's see if I can tweet and interview at the same time. But yeah, so I've just been blessed, and I'm a philanthropist. We have a program called Easy Way Cares, where we basically help raise awareness and visibility for nonprofits, and we help raise fundings. You know, and ultimately I'm a consultant. You know, I've done a lot. I've been blessed to have people like the co-founder of E! Entertainment Television mentor me and be on my board. And, you know, I just met up with my friend Steve Resnick, who was the former vice president of A&R, vice president of A&R for Capitol Records. And, you know, just some amazing people that, that appreciate the knowledge of social media and technology. And as you know, IPTV and live streaming is the next big thing to take over.
Right.
And so I work with some of the biggest live streamers in the world. And so we're just setting up for some amazing things. People will be able to download the app. We call it a Touch to Your Success. And we just, you know, connect people. That's what I do. I have a Periscope. People can live stream and they can hang out with me live. In fact, I was at an event yesterday. It was a Hollywood royalty event. I know everybody out there probably remembers a little girl named Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, right?
Of course.
Well, Dorothy's
or from The Wiz.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dorothy's son, we met him. You know, I mean, that's like historical. You
right.
know? And we met Michael Jackson's designer. We met the lady that actually sold the Neverland Ranch to Michael Jackson. You know, we met like Margaret O'Brien, Academy Award winner. And yeah, I mean, we're just really blessed to be in these situations. So what we try to do is we try to allow people all over the world to be able to tune in and see what it's like to be able to not only watch it, but meet it and be a part of it and interact. You know, it's all about interaction. It's all about helping each other on social media. And so I try to teach that to people. I recently spoke at the Cal State Fullerton. I was a judge for a young entrepreneur, kind of like Shark Tank type venture.
Right.
I mean, I've done so much. I've had awards named after me. I've honored the co-founder of E! Entertainment and the women of my partner and friend, Shelly Hunt, who just got the Lifetime Achievement Award from Obama 2015. And she's the founder of Women of Global Change.
We have a big release
coming up. I mean, I could talk forever on what I do. But
you can't, Eric, because we have to take a break.
It's break time.
Okay, please. Take a break. All right.
When we come back, it's MorrisMediaLive.com. Okay, we are back. You are with None Negative on Networking Experiences. I'm your host, Lotus Lord.
And I'm Mr. Saturday.
And Ms. Cafe Ole.
And we are with the awesome, easy way, Eric Zuli. Mr. Zuli, can you pick back up where we left off?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. So I wanted to get down to the topic of you. Our topic today is managers and management companies. And I want to know, what's your take on it personally, because you do so much yourself. So where does a manager come into play with you, if at all? Or have you figured out how to manage without a manager?
Or has the internet made managers obsolete?
Oh, you know, that's a great question and great topic. I commend you guys in coming up with a topic like this, because it's one of the most important pieces. Because I always tell people that I train and consult that you are only a result of the team that you choose to surround yourself with. And that's managers, a social media team, it's PR people, it's lawyers. You really need a good team, especially in entertainment, but it's actually in life in general, in business. And as far as a manager, I think that if you're an actor or you're some sort of a talent or you're an artist, when you get to a certain point in your career,
right,
that's when you need a manager. Okay. But in the meantime, when you're building yourself, you're building your following, you're building your social media, and you're developing. Mm-hmm. I don't think a manager is personally necessary. You know, I think that when the offers start coming in and the time management and all that type
exactly.
of stuff, managers are very important. And I think it's also a matter of the relationship. Not every manager is going to be the right one, especially. And a lot of times it may seem like it's a great deal and oh my gosh, this sounds too good to be true. Well, I'll tell you guys right now, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. And so make sure that you have that vibe. I personally am a man of God, and I go off of faith, and I kind of like follow his guidance. But however you guys want to do it in making your decision, just make sure that you vibe right, and make sure that I would definitely recommend testing them out, like doing trials and stuff.
Right.
And don't ever sign exclusively unless they're a family member.
If there's family, you don't sign at all. I've learned that.
His family checked the contract twice.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, Mr. Zuli, thank you so much for coming on. They don't know, but he is going to be here with us every week, my dear heart. And so we're going to have a treat. We're going to try to drag him in the studio. Mm-hmm. But for right now, he's definitely going to be joining us every week and giving us his take on our subjects because he's the professional. And I definitely respect what he has to say because he is one of the higher ups in the business. And I do just want to say to you directly that one thing I appreciate of you is that you are never too big to follow anyone. And I think that's what makes you an awesome individual, because with all your accolades, before when the Secret Show Club was nothing, you followed. And so I just want to personally thank you for that, because you never, from the first phone call, the first tweet to the last, you've been the same.
Oh, because in this industry, people get the big head fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree, Hunter. And I appreciate you seeing that and recognizing that and letting people know. It's a great message. And that's one thing that I try to actually tell a lot of my friends that are public figures and actors. And I deal with a lot of big people. And you have to realize that you know, God created everybody, and you have blessings, and exactly. You may have a couple different blessings than other people, but what makes you any better, you know? And if you try to, what I've realized is if you try to help others, if you try to open doors up, if you just do it out of your heart,
right, it comes back, you know, so much bigger and better.
Yeah, it'll come back so much bigger and better. And also, just so everybody knows, I have a little treat for your listeners and your fans. I have a sponsor, and I was going to do a little giveaway thing. And, you know, it is Christmas, so you got to give gifts. And I give gifts to my fans and everybody else's fans. So I have, you know, the Easy Way watch from Havana Watches. I have a really nice watch, and I have not to promote on your show, but everybody loves
it. Absolutely, you promote.
Okay,
that's what we're here for.
It's an actual, check this out. It's an actual selfie stick for your cell phone, but it is the only patented, the only way you can get it is through me or through the company.
All right.
And it actually becomes a wireless selfie stick GoPro. So you can put it on your helmet, goodness. You put it on your bike, you can put it on the wall, and from 30 feet away, you can control your phone and your camera and stuff. How cool is that?
Oh, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. This is why you like VIP right here. Eric, can you please give all of your info where they can find your sites? And again,
definitely, guys. You can just download my application, ericzuley, for Apple or Android. Really, if you Google me, I pop up. But my Twitter is Eric Zuley. My Facebook's Eric Zuley. My Instagram is Eric Zuley. There's too much social media nowadays.
I love that name.
Thank you. It's German. I love it too. I love my family. By the way, this is a little inside. Nobody really knows this, but my family, my great uncle was actually the founder of World Book Encyclopedia.
It's pretty cool.
I found out that, you know, he was the founder of Charles Craft, and I found out my family has a little bit of history. But we have a network as well, and you can just follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, letter E, letter Z, WAY Broadcast. And, you know, we do a ton of stuff. We do a lot of media covers, a lot of stuff. We've done the Warner Brothers. We've done Sony. We've done a lot of things that people enjoy watching.
Oh, yeah, and we're definitely going to get together and merge some projects and, you know, create.
Right, networking.
Exactly.
Positive.
Can I tell everybody about the big pre-release we have coming up, or do we not have enough time?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we have I've worked really hard in my life for 12 years in networking and building and having back pains and going to the hospital because I've been on social media for so much. And by the way, don't be on social media too much. Remember to exercise, remember to eat right, remember to sleep. Don't follow my guidance or what I do. So basically we have a pre-release of our magazine, which is going to be coming out. And the lady I was telling you, Shelley Hunt, who was actually given the Lifetime Achievement Award by President Obama. She's a dame. She's knighted. She's amazing, amazing woman. She helps people all over the world. She gives all the money that they raise with Women of Global Change to people who don't have water and food. And right. So she's the cover of our magazine. The co-founder of E! Entertainment is one of our prize speakers. My new client, Mary Desmond, is going to actually be performing, and she's going to be on American Idol in January. And there's all the most, the elite of the elite of the elite, even people from my membership. I'm a part of the billionaires elite. People like that are going to be there. Wire Image Getty is going to be covering, even a lady that cooks for Oprah and things like that. She's catering the whole event. It's going to be amazing. And so we are going to be putting information out for anybody that might want to come and support something like that, meet some people, whatever.
You know that we're going to definitely support in some fashion.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh, definitely. It's gonna be a blast. So I really appreciate you guys. And if anybody wants to know how to get the selfie stick or the watch and stuff like that, just follow me on Twitter. I'm there. ERICZULEY or the network Easy Way Broadcast. We'll be looking for your guys' tweets.
I'm already following.
I actually had a question for him. Do we have time for my question?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Eric, do you have time for a question?
I have all the time. I dedicated my day to
love
you.
Love that man.
I'm here for you.
Okay, Eric. I am an actress, and along the way, I've taken on a manager every once in a while, but they didn't work out. And at this point, things are starting to go well. The offers are starting to come in and this and that. And I noticed that when you were describing managers and when you should take them on, this kind of feels like a time when I should. Do you agree, or what do you think I should do?
If you're at a place where you feel that you're overwhelmed and you feel that you're getting deals that you don't want to slip through the cracks, and you have somebody that you trust to do that, and you're in that point in your career where people are doing offers and they're money offers or product offers, then yes, you're probably at the point where you definitely want to start interviewing managers. And, you know, like I said, just be careful with your decision. And a lot of times, you know, also too, make sure that they have a resume. Who have they worked with? What have they done? And make sure it's proven on the internet. You know, because there's so many people I know about that just hustle people. You know?
Yeah, and even the ones that are established tend to veer a little.
Oh no!
Oh yeah! So.
And some of those are the worst.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Eric. See you next week.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you on Twitter, hopefully. Thank you. I appreciate it. Awesome show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep doing it the easy way.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And so that is just one tidbit of what we are going to have to offer you guys. But getting back to our topic about managers and management companies, we're going to, in a little while after the break, we're going to bring in Mr. Wise. And he is actually going to deal with a firsthand experience I had. So one of the reasons why I started the show was because I had met, I don't even know what to call it other than just a batch of bad people. I don't know what else to say.
Scumbags.
That's
not a good word. That doesn't even describe it. But that's what I can say.
Hoodies.
One person in particular, Miss Butcher, allegedly. Now, this is my own personal interactions with her. Maybe she has been great for someone else.
Yes, and our views do not reflect upon the studio.
At all. But now, Miss Marianne McQueen Butcher, what happened is, allegedly, she didn't want to work with my cast. Later on today, you will be able to go to my sites, which are none/thesecretshowclub, and you'll be able to see, I will have personally up there, the emails. And so there was a lot of email interaction between myself and her. And where we had, where it fell down was when it came to the finances. Because on her site, she offered one price. And, you know, when I first talked to her, she's a wonderful person. I'm excited. You know, here I am. I just came up with something out of my living room. And now I'm on the phone with this lady who brands with Pepsi and Coke and CBS and NBC. And when you get those calls, you feel like, oh my God, I'm somebody.
Because she showed you interest too. She was like, oh yeah, I like your idea.
Right.
It just wasn't you walking in the door like, hey, you just threw it out there, and she shot back like, yeah.
Right. And so then allegedly she had secured a deal with Bravo. And so the deal was supposedly for like $80,000 for the Secret Show Club. And
now, was that to buy the whole idea?
Oh, yeah, that was the whole idea. That was leaving me.
Was that the cast, everything?
No, they were going to
just
cast.
Just the.
See, this is where my loyalty gets me in trouble because I should have been $80,000 richer. But instead, my loyalty said no. One, I felt like if I had this woman who was this important telling me that Bravo was willing to offer $80,000, I had something. Mm-hmm. And if I had that, you know, it's kind of like, oh, you only strike it once and you keep it when you get it, mm-hmm. when you find it.
Right.
So I was like, okay, this is a sweet spot for me. I'm going to sit right here and see what's going to happen. Long story short, we got into a big disagreement when it came to finances, because on her site, she offered, oh, I'll do a sizzle reel. And oh my God, when we do our sizzle reel show, the prices that you are quoted these days for sizzle reels, it's insane. I've had quotes like $40,000 for a sizzle reel.
$40,000.
Oh, and that's not them taking it to nobody. Yes. That is them just shooting the
reel. Just shooting the reel.
With a red camera. Let me tell you something. For $19.99, I can use Boost Mobile and keep it moving. I don't, you know. Look, I watch one of my favorite commercials, and I'm going to get back to the manager topic.
I just heard they shot a whole movie on Apple.
I was just getting ready to say.
Thank you, exactly.
One of my favorite commercials is this little mother with some fans with an iPhone shooting that whole scene, making it as her kids push throwing a basket down the street. I thought it was brilliant because that is how I work. Mm-hmm. So for me, I thought, okay, well, I'm excited, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, oh, this lady's talking to me. And so when it came down to it, it was like, it went from we're going to take a brief break. And when I return, I'm going to tell you what happened.
If you want to tune into our show, go to morrismedialive.com. And we're going to commercial. Our promotional sponsor for this week is celebrity stylist John Ashford. He has a fierce, fierce, fierce ankle booty that is definitely a New York state of mind. It has the New York skyline all over the boot and taxicab yellow toe and ankle. Fierce. You'll be the fiercest girl at the club, I promise. If you want to check out John Ashford Shoes, you can check him out, John Ashford Shoes on Instagram.
And you are back with Negatives on Networking Exclusive, or As You Know It, or Experiences, or As You Know It, None on Social Media. I am your host, Miss Lotus Lord.
And my Mr. Saturday.
And Miss Cafe Olay.
And now I have a real special treat. We're talking about managers and management companies.
You're talking about that chick, Marianne McQueen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Butcher.
Allegedly. What she did. But joining us is going to be Mr. Wise, and he is going to come in here because he was with me the whole way. It started over a flyer that he did for us. And Mr. Wise, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Wow.
Hey, now.
How you doing, Mr. Wise?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
You sound like you sleep. You sound like, how you doing? How your mama doing? What's going on?
I had a long day.
Uh-oh.
Look, well, how is it out there in the loose? So can you get us up to speed? Now, I was talking to them about Marianne McQueen Butcher. So I want to hear what you found, and I want you to kind of
direct please tell us about the Wicked Witch of the West. Come on.
Okay. Marianne McQueen Butcher is the biggest scam artist in
allegedly.
The
allegedly.
But now let's tell it how it is. This isn't just what your opinion is. This is what you've researched, correct?
Right, this is your investigation.
Allegedly, she has made over $1 billion.
She's scamming people.
Well, she didn't get my $13,000.
Most of her sites are shut down. Her blogs are shut down. Basically,
because the police probably looking for her at this point. You know, all them red cameras.
Everything has disappeared all of a sudden.
But now, Mr. Wise, I want you to get into, because, you know, this is our topic. And so because we've had these experiences with different types of managers. You've been in the business for a long time. And I definitely want to hear what your take is on the situation, because when it started with her, it seemed like it was going to go a great way. And then all of a sudden you did the flyer and she went south.
Yeah, because shit.
She's
a bullshit. If she can't get your money, then she get upset.
That's what I think. I agree with you there. I think it was about the money.
Then she didn't get our money.
Right.
So then she started blasting us on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was just like revenge.
Right.
She's cold heart.
Well, you know what? My biggest thing with her was this. I don't mind that we had a disagreement. That's the nature of the business. You're not going to agree with everybody all the time. That's just not life.
Right.
But at the same time, what she did was she, because it went from $4,000 where she could do all these amazing scissor reels and get your show picked up.
That was to get you in the door.
She came up with every excuse. And I said, well, why is it that, and we're, you know, like I said, people will be able to go later to the Facebook and the fan page and Twitter, and I will have the actual proof posted of the emails. But the bad thing is she turned around and said, oh, well, her and her people launched an all-out attack because they seen that we were moving forward without utilizing her services. Well, if you're going to steal from me from the gate, I'm not going to pay anybody $13,000 in – I don't have contracts on the table.
Well, never mind.
I was going to say, had you signed anything with her?
Or? We signed NDAs. And then on top of that, the nastiness with that.
Is she gave out a lot of show information to other shows. Like, we very shortly after that saw different stuff on, I'm not even going to say, but it was out there in mainstream.
She violated the NDA, and she actually gave my work. I had the Secret Show Club is the working name, and everybody who's on the show know what the real name was. She actually, and now everybody will know what it is, because if you go on, she actually put all of it on social media. And that was to damage the name, the career. She said,
she paid a criminal to blog against the show.
Yes.
What was his name, Kenny?
Oh my goodness!
I can't Mr. remember.
Brian Carsey.
It might have been Brian Carsey. Yeah,
which is his well, alias. That's one of his. I was gonna that's say that's alias. One of his names.
So okay, so allegedly his name is.
Allegedly, his name is. Okay, let me check.
He got a lot of names from what I understood.
Well, I've researched his alias is Brian Carsey, but his real name is Brian Hunt.
Okay. Right.
And there's mug shots.
So we should hunt Brian.
Yes, hunt him down.
We should hunt Brian.
Like the cops in Ohio.
One thing I want to say, you know, if her sites are shut down, I'm really glad for that. And I'm glad for the indies and the up-and-comings. I'm glad for any artist that's out there trying to make it. Because when you run into someone like that, people don't have any idea how it impacts.
No, wait a minute. You've got to tell the people about the witchy poo phone call.
Oh, no. That's in the rant.
Okay.
You can't wait to get to that phone call.
I'm going to get to the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. The rant is going to be amazing. Oh, no.
Because, you know, allegedly she might be bipolar.
I think so.
And so, Mr. Wise, what are your other take on managers?
We have a phone call.
Okay.
First and foremost, the manager is not a baby.
Mr. Wise, we have a phone call.
Mr. Wise, can you hold on? Can we take this call? Caller, you're on the air with none.
Hi, this is Tanya. Excuse my voice. Calling from L.A. I have a question. How do you protect yourself? Say, for example, you gave Marianne an NDA and all of that other stuff, but how can you protect yourself after she signs an NDA?
I'm going to be honest with you, honey. You can't.
Okay.
I mean, and that's just the honest to God truth.
Yeah, court. You could hire an attorney, take him to court, but then it's your word against hers.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just that. You, by the time please, attorneys, do not start writing me. But attorneys nowadays aren't what they used to be, mm-hmm. And I can honestly say that now they don't really go after cases that are unwinnable. You know what I mean? And so when you're talking about NDA and Hollywood, this is a daily situation. What we're going through where, you know, you've given someone all your trade secrets and you think there's this piece of paper that's going to keep you from telling it.
it doesn't.
Yeah.
If it's not the big bucks, if it's not the big case, then they're really not interested.
Absolutely.
Okay, so say, for example, your show is out there under a different name and you have all your synopses and
right.
your NDAs and stuff, but then could you fight them in court?
You could try. Definitely, I would say find a good attorney. And that's where you're going to have, I think, your hardest problem is to find a reputable attorney that's going to represent you and not her, because at the end of the day, money plays the game. Mm-hmm. And they will backdoor you and play all kind of games. Mm-hmm. You know, his attorney will contact that attorney and they'll meet up at the bar around the corner or at the girly bar, and then it's a, hey, Bill, just let that slide. Don't take care of that. She doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you could find somebody that you trust, that you have an affiliation with and that will fight for you, as long as you have your paperwork, you should be able to present a case. I'm not going to say that you can't win. I can't remember the name of the lady, but that sued the Wachowski brothers. She got paid nice. And that's it took some time.
Yeah.
So be prepared for a fight.
Mm-hmm. It has been my experience. I've had associates in the industry who have been writers, who have owned their projects, and they took it to, say, a Universal mm-hmm. or whatever. And next thing you know, they look up and it's on the air.
Right, because I heard that the big production companies, they don't really do NDAs. They don't sign those.
They don't.
No.
And that's it. I mean, they absolutely don't. Thank you for calling and keep listening.
Welcome.
And absolutely, you know, we're here for you, for
yes,
all
please.
Our listeners.
Call in. Call in again. Tell all your friends to call in.
Yes.
Okay, well, you guys keep up the good work.
All right,
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Mr. Wise?
Yes.
So,
okay, as I was saying, first and foremost, the manager is not a babysitter. A lot of artists think so. Your business manager is one who facilitates your business from top to bottom. The person should be dedicated solely to the artist. A good manager will and should invest in their artist or client. Any manager that isn't
Let me stop you there, because I want everybody to hear that. A good manager should be willing to invest in their client, correct?
Yes.
And I had a question. When you say invest, what exactly do you mean?
Basically, a manager is your employer.
Yes.
He's your employer. He or she is your employer, your booking agent, your talent manager. But their job is to get you gigs, to make you money, to take you to the next level.
But you know that's
not
what
how they get paid. That's how they get paid. Mm-hmm. They get paid by finding you work.
No, that's how they used to get paid, because all the managers that I've encountered, they want you to pay them. And then, and that's
now,
why we're doing this show.
That's called pimping.
It sure is.
Anywhere else it is.
For the last time. They keep getting mad at me because I keep jumping off the track. If I ain't making the money, I ain't going to go.
That's pimping.
And so you know what? So then this is what I want to say for all of us. How are we going to change this? Because that's the point of this show. That's the point of us even starting none. How are we going to impact the industry so that it stops being that way?
Well, for one, people need to have integrity.
Yeah. Well, where is that? Social media has robbed us of integrity.
Yes.
It's plugged us into people that we would have never gotten to before, but at the same time, the integrity is absolutely gone. From mm-hmm. the like, it's already a business that's kind of touch and go with integrity. So,
well, I think that we should encourage people to educate themselves, because I have learned through experience that the more I know, the more people I talk to, the more experience I have, I've learned how to navigate my career pretty well on my own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like,
knowledge is the key.
Knowledge is power. Thank you. So as long as people educate themselves, I think that you can go pretty far without a manager. But once you get to that certain point, like...
Yeah, but you have to have a moral compass also.
Of course, absolutely.
Because part of the problem with the industry is it facilitates people's wilder side, their wilder emotions, their base emotions.
So, Mr. Wise, what's our wow today from you? What's our words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom. Be careful of who you pick as a manager. Basically, just do... what's his name? Eric said, basically, you don't need a manager unless you reach a certain level.
Right.
Right. Unless it's financial concerns. Right.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. If Saturday.
If you overwhelmed with calls and bookings and all that, then I say get a manager.
Right.
Until then,
manage yourself.
Someone to consult you through different situations and stuff that you want to do.
Okay. Mr. Wise, can you give your contact information, please?
You can contact me at mrwise.none@gmail.com or on Instagram, Mr. Wise.
And Mr. Saturday, what's your crossroad in this situation?
I would definitely say protect yourself first. Whenever sitting down dealing with somebody, make sure everything's in paperwork. Nowadays, I would say you might want to record your meetings, either audio or visual, so that you have another layer of protection. And, right, you know, make sure that it's somebody that you, if they going to lie about a little, they going to lie about a lot. So, this, you know, to watch them. Observe. Just don't be too overly trusting.
And Ms. Cafe Ole, what's your wrap up of managers?
I personally, I do like having a manager because if you're the type of person that wants to get to the top of the mountain, work with the cream of the crop, you need a manager to get you there, as opposed to an actor or a singer or whatever who just wants to work, who just wants that paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it just depends on where you want to go with your career.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of the day, it's who you know, not what you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So. We are going to take a brief commercial break. We will be back.
Okay, and I want to introduce you guys to our promotional sponsor. It is awesome celebrity stylist John Ashford for our Nun Shoe of the Week. He has a fierce ankle booty that is definitely the New York state of mind, has a New York skyline across the side of the boot, and it is cupped on the toe on the ankle with the taxicab yellow. Nice. You can follow him on Instagram at John Ashford Shoes.
And we are back with Negative on Networking Experiences. I'm your host, Miss Lotus Lord. This is the wonderful Mr. Saturday.
Mr. Saturday.
My coffee over here, Cafe Ole, my favorite. And so,
wanted to let our audience know that if they want to watch our show, they can check us out at morrismedialive.com.
So, what we are doing is our topic is on managers and management. And we were sharing the personal experience that we had. And so, actually, I have something that I call the rant. And what the rant is about is where I give it to you straight up, no chaser. So here we go. For all of the managers and management companies, and I'm looking directly at you because I want you to be impacted by what I'm about to say. If you are doing bad business, if you are out here dream stealing from people to make your dollar, exit the business because you're tampering with people's dreams. You are no more than the Enron of Hollywood, and you just made all the indie and up-and-comings your biggest Ponzi scheme. And as a result of it, our careers pay for it, going and coming. And so I would say for all of the real managers, today's show is dedicated to Mr. Chris Lighty. Oh, my God. That man was amazing. That is what, if you want to know, ladies and gentlemen, what a manager is, look up Chris Lighty. That's a manager. A manager is someone who get your deals done. A manager is someone, when you can't pay your rent, either they pay it or they find you a check or a gig that does. That is what this show is about. So this week's rant is, if that is not the type of manager you are trying to be, you are not a manager, and you need to recategorize who you are and what your effects are going to be in this industry, and leave the management to the people who want to do it, who want to help people succeed. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other. You can find Mr. Saturday at...
Mr. AC Saturday on Facebook, Instagram, Mr. Saturday... Mr. Saturday.
Mr. Saturday thought it was Tuesday.
you can find me at cafeole.none on Instagram and
Twitter.
You can find me. You can contact me directly if you want to be a part of the show, on the show, at lotuslord.nun@gmail.com. And you can go to all of our social media sites, which are categorized under the Secret Show Club, but we are none. Make no mistake about it. Negatives on networking experiences. At Show Clue on Twitter, the fan page is the Secret Show Club. The Facebook is the Secret Show Clubs TSSC, and Instagram is the Secret Show Clubs. But when you get there, you will see the Nun logo, and it's going to be that way. We're not going to change it. So our next week's show is going to be exciting. Join us again. We're going to be doing producers next week. Producers, get ready. You know if I was with you, I'm going to talk about you, mm-hmm. and we don't tell it.
Stevie, and that's all I'm going to say.
Check us back out, guys, next week.
It's the way we live our lives. Knowing we gon' be alright. Forever stay on my grind. Don't you know it's my time? I'm a star, star, star. You gon' know who we are. I'm a star, star, star. You gon' know who we are, who we are.